Breagle Sagemount bets on test equipment rentals as manufacturers shy away from capital spending. Breagle Sagemount has taken a majority stake in Arendt Test Equipment, a Burr Ridge, Illinois-based provider of electrical test equipment, rental, calibration, and asset management services, serving over 1,000 customers nationwide. The transaction, announced in 2026, marks a strategic entry into the industrial equipment-as-a-service segment at a moment when capital preservation and operational flexibility are driving procurement decisions across manufacturing and infrastructure sectors. Financial terms were not disclosed. Arendt operates in the specialized niche of electrical testing instrumentation, providing measurement and diagnostic equipment to industrial, utility, and commercial customers who increasingly prefer rental models over outright purchase. The company's calibration services position it as a recurring revenue provider in a market where regulatory compliance and precision testing requirements create structural demand. Details on Arendt's revenue, EBITDA, or customer concentration were not made public. The company's footprint of more than 1,000 customers suggests a diversified base, though sector exposure and average contract size remain undisclosed. This deal reflects a broader capital rotation into asset-light industrial services that benefit from cyclical downturns. When enterprises delay capital expenditure on expensive testing equipment, rental demand typically rises. The calibration and asset management components add recurring revenue streams that smooth volatility and improve multiple expansion potential at exit. The equipment rental arbitrage. Testing the countercyclical thesis, the test equipment rental market operates on a thesis of capital efficiency. Industrial customers face a choice: deploy capital to purchase specialized electrical testing gear that depreciates quickly and requires periodic recalibration, or rent the same equipment with embedded maintenance and compliance services. As manufacturing and infrastructure sectors face tightening credit conditions in 2026, the rental option becomes structurally more attractive. Arendt's focus on electrical test equipment is particularly strategic. Unlike general construction equipment rental, electrical testing gear serves regulated industries where calibration certificates and traceability are mandatory. Utilities must test high-voltage equipment under NERC standards. Manufacturers require ISO 17025 accredited calibration for quality systems. These mandates create sticky customer relationships and limit price competition. The company's asset management services layer suggests a platform that tracks equipment utilization, maintenance schedules, and calibration intervals for clients. This data infrastructure has implications beyond rental income. It positions Arendt to upsell analytics, predictive maintenance, and fleet optimization services. For Breagle Sagemount, the value creation roadmap likely includes digitization of the asset management stack and expansion of the calibration laboratory network to support geographic growth. Comparable transactions in the equipment rental space have commanded strong multiples when recurring revenue exceeded 50% of total sales and customer retention rates topped 85%. Without disclosed financials, it is impossible to calculate Arendt's implied valuation, but the calibration and asset management components suggest a revenue mix skewed toward higher-margin services rather than transactional rentals. Breagle Sagemount's lower-middle-market doctrine. Breagle Sagemount, the growth-oriented arm of Breagle Investments, typically targets companies with enterprise values between $50 million and $500 million. The firm's thesis centers on partnering with founder-led or family-owned businesses in the business services, healthcare, and industrial sectors, providing capital and operational resources to accelerate growth without displacing incumbent management. Arendt fits this profile. The test equipment rental sector remains highly fragmented, with regional players dominating local markets but lacking the capital or infrastructure to scale nationally. Breagle's playbook in similar platforms has involved buy-and-build strategies. Acquire a solid core asset, professionalize operations, invest in technology and sales infrastructure, then roll up smaller competitors to gain density and pricing power. The timing is opportune. Industrial capital expenditure cycles are softening as interest rates remain elevated and corporate balance sheets prioritize liquidity. This environment drives rental penetration rates higher, while simultaneously creating acquisition targets among undercapitalized competitors. A well-funded platform like ARENT, backed by institutional capital, can consolidate share during this window. Iron Path Capital's recent acquisition of Prolytix by its VION Biosciences platform illustrates a parallel dynamic in the healthcare services sector. Prolytix provides bioanalytical and CMC services to biopharma customers, a specialized, compliance-driven segment where customers prioritize reliability and regulatory expertise over price. The acquisition closed in 2026 and represents the kind of niche, high-switching cost service provider that private equity targets for margin expansion and add-on growth. The structural parallels to ARENT are clear. Both serve regulated end markets, both offer recurring service components, and both operate in fragmented sectors ripe for consolidation. The industrial services roll-up playbook. Execution risk and multiple arbitrage. Private equity's attraction to industrial services platforms rests on a straightforward thesis. Acquire fragmented businesses at 5x to 7x EBITDA. Improve margins through shared infrastructure and procurement leverage. Add scale through bolt-on acquisitions at similar or lower multiples. Then exit at 8x to 10x as a market leader. The math works when execution delivers margin expansion and revenue synergies materialize. The risks are equally clear. Integration complexity rises with each add-on. Cultural mismatches between family-owned businesses and private equity-backed platforms can erode customer relationships. Over-leveraging the platform to fund roll-ups can constrain flexibility if organic growth disappoints. In industrial services, customer concentration and key employee retention are perennial concerns. If ARENT's 1,000 customer base includes a handful of large accounts representing a disproportionate share of revenue, churn risk becomes material. Calibration services mitigate some of this risk. Regulatory requirements create natural switching costs. Once a customer's equipment is tracked in ARENT's asset management system, and calibration records are integrated into their quality management system, migration to a competitor becomes operationally burdensome. This stickiness underpins the recurring revenue thesis and supports premium valuation multiples. Geographic expansion presents both opportunity and execution risk. ARENT's Illinois headquarters positions it in a major industrial corridor, but national scale requires establishing calibration labs and inventory hubs in regional markets. Capital intensity rises with each new location, and utilization rates may lag during ramp periods. Breagle's role is to fund this expansion while maintaining financial discipline and ensuring that incremental returns justify the capital deployed. The Plaquemium view Breagle Sagemount's investment in ARENT is a textbook lower middle market industrial services bet, and the timing suggests conviction that rental penetration rates will rise through 2027 as capital spending remains constrained. The move mirrors a broader pattern: institutional capital rotating into countercyclical, asset-light businesses with embedded recurring revenue. What the market may underestimate is the digitization opportunity within ARENT's asset management platform. The company is not simply renting oscilloscopes and multimeters. It is managing compliance data, calibration histories, and utilization patterns for over 1,000 customers. This data layer is the foundation for a software-enabled service business. If Breagle invests to build predictive maintenance algorithms, automated compliance reporting, and API integrations with customers' enterprise resource planning systems, ARENT evolves from an equipment lessor into a mission-critical infrastructure provider. That transformation supports a software-like exit multiple. The roll-up thesis is valid but crowded. Every industrial services platform backed by private equity is hunting the same fragmented landscape of family-owned calibration labs and regional rental companies. Valuation discipline will separate winners from overpayers. ARENT's differentiation must come from service quality, geographic density, or technology enablement. Without disclosed financials, we cannot assess whether Breagle paid for growth or paid for potential, but the firm's track record suggests disciplined underwriting. The broader industrial equipment market is undergoing structural change. Sun Mobility's launch of modular battery swapping platforms for commercial electric vehicles in India, demonstrated with Tata Motors' Starbus EV and unveiled at Prava's 5 in July 2026, signals a shift toward energy-as-a-service models in the transportation sector. Sun Mobility aims to cut upfront vehicle costs by approximately 40% by decoupling battery ownership from vehicle ownership, addressing a major barrier to commercial EV adoption. The company received AIS 038 certification from the Automotive Research Association of India in March 2026, validating its thermal, electrical, and mechanical safety standards for high-voltage swappable battery platforms serving the 3-ton to 55-ton truck and bus segment. This represents the first indigenously developed platform of its kind to secure such approval and marks Sun Mobility's expansion from 2- and 3-wheelers into heavy commercial vehicles. If the model proves successful, it establishes a precedent for unbundling capital-intensive assets from operational services, a dynamic that could accelerate across other industrial equipment categories and reinforce the rental and service model thesis that underpins the ARENT investment. Our view, ARENT is a solid platform, but value creation hinges on two factors. First, can Breagle professionalize operations and install scalable technology infrastructure without alienating the existing customer base? Second, can the team execute a disciplined buy-and-build strategy without overpaying for marginal assets? If yes to both, this exits at a software-enabled services multiple north of 10 times. If execution falters, it remains a steady but unspectacular industrial services cash flow business. The bottom line, Breagle, Sagemont's majority investment in ARENT test equipment, is a bet on countercyclical demand, recurring revenue, and roll-up arbitrage in a fragmented industrial services market. The company's calibration and asset management components provide stickiness and margin upside that pure rental models lack. The transaction reflects institutional capital's appetite for businesses that benefit from operational leverage during capital expenditure slowdowns. For limited partners, the thesis is straightforward. Lower middle market industrial services with recurring revenue, regulatory tailwinds, and fragmentation-driven mergers and acquisitions opportunity. Execution risk is material, particularly around integration and geographic expansion, but the structural demand for rental over ownership in capital-intensive equipment categories remains intact. Watch for Breagle to announce add-on acquisitions within 12 to 18 months. The pace and pricing of those deals will reveal whether this platform is built for a strategic exit or a longer hold. The real tell will be whether ARENT invests meaningfully in technology. If digital infrastructure spending rises, the exit multiple does too.